There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday, and that, of course, means Wayne Allen Root, War Now, joining us now. You see him on Newsmax TV every night. You hear him on this radio station beginning at 3 o'clock every day, and he joins us now. Wayne, first of all, let me ask you, how are you guys doing? How are you coping?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. You know me. I'm a vitamin guy. I'm a health food guy. I'm an organic food guy. I'm a non-gluten keto diet guy, and I'm a workout nut. So I'm working out hard every day and feel fine. And to be honest with you, I believe I was exposed to coronavirus multiple times in January, February, and March. Quite a few people who are very close to me sick and coughing in my face. And also, don't forget, my belief is, here's going to be a big one for you, I believe the coronavirus was in Vegas in early January. We all know it was in China in November, December. What happened here in January early? Comdex. You want to bet that at that Comdex computer, the number one convention in the world every year in Las Vegas with, what, 200,000 people? And I was there, and I was walking around, and at the time I even made a mental note and said, wow, this place is like 50% American and 50% foreigners not speaking English, and most of the foreigners were speaking some version of Asian dialect, whether it's Chinese or Thailand or Vietnam, but they were all Asian foreigners in Vegas, mostly Chinese, in the computer Comdex event in early January, and my belief is that's when it spread in Vegas, and I was sitting right in the middle of that. I went to that event 2 days and never even got a sniffle because of, I believe, you know, it's just my belief, I am very great shape, very strong immune system from my personal program, the vitamins, the health food, the non, you know, gluten, no bread in my diet, which is just terrible for you and weakens your immune system, lots of probiotics, lots of vitamin C, and lots of exercise, and I held this thing off. So, you know, does that cure it? No, there are no cures. There is nothing to prevent it, nothing to cure it. Not saying that. Just my own personal belief is I was exposed to it multiple times and went to the Chinese-American dinner in Las Vegas on, I think that was February 27th, and mingled with everybody and shook hands with everybody and never got a sniffle and then went home and had people around me who were coughing and had headaches and had fevers. So my guess is some of them probably had coronavirus and never even got a sniffle, even though they're coughing right in my face. So I'm good. I'm great.
What that underscores for me is that there is a lot we still don't know. To this day, we do not know about the coronavirus. Am I right?
Well, I know that this anti-malaria drug appears to be, I say that very carefully, the magic bullet. Every study that's been done in France and in China, and the latest one was in China, and then there was a very recent one in France, and before that there was another one in another country, I cannot remember which one, and then in America, I had, as my guest, Vladimir Zelenko, I believe was his name. Vladimir Zelenko is the Orthodox Jewish doctor from Rockland County, New York, in a very Orthodox Jewish community in Rockland. Remember, I grew up not far from there, and I remember that community. And a lot of people were sick with this coronavirus, and he treated his claim when he was on my show a week and a half ago, was at that time he had treated 670 patients with coronavirus, and at the time, I believe he said one was hospitalized. All the rest made recoveries because he gave them this combination of this anti-malaria drug and a Z-Pak, very important from doctor friends I've got. Even though coronavirus is a virus, not a bacteria, there are secondary infections, pneumonia being the main one that kills people, and the Z-Pak deals with that, and then zinc, I forgot the kind of zinc, but a certain kind of zinc, I think sulfate, that three in combination, he believed, was in fact the thing that gets people well. Now we found out from France, they don't even have the zinc as their part of theirs. It's just the anti-malaria drug plus the Z-Pak, and it had remarkable successful results. And now we got the latest one in, the latest trial from China, same thing, remarkable results. So, you know, look, it's a dangerous drug. All drugs are dangerous, prescription drugs. I wouldn't take it unless I had coronavirus. But if you know you have coronavirus, it's certainly a very valuable weapon, and it could be the thing that ends this terrible pandemic. And I saw a doctor today doing an interview saying this may be the beginning of the end of the entire scare and the entire pandemic, is this specific anti-malaria drug. And I'm not even sure if he knows about the three-drug combination used by the doctor in New York, which seems to be better than just using the anti-malaria drug. So I don't know why people are panicking. I know why they're scared, but I don't think anyone should panic, because we may already have the answer.
My question is, why did Steve Sisolak end up banning hydroxychloroquine? He later backed off of that and said, well, if you're hospitalized, you can get the drug. He gave an answer yesterday that was just nonsensical.
Let's hear the answer. I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Well, in fact, I'll tell you what. Let's go to cut two. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this. In fact, let's put him on hold so he'll hear it. There we go. Okay. This is what the governor said yesterday.
My hydroxychloroquine decision was based on medical advice that came through the Board of Pharmacy. This is a drug that's been on the market for a long time that's used for treating lupus and malaria in particular. It's a drug in very short supply in the state of Nevada. There were a lot of concierge doctors that were proactively prescribing prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine. People were getting them, and then those that had lupus or had the rheumatoid arthritis couldn't get prescriptions filled. They went to their pharmacies, and there was none. And their life was just turned upside down for those who had a concierge doctor and wanted to have a prescription bottle in their medicine chest in case something happened to them. That's not something I could accept, and I'm being told the CDC has said that there's not empirical evidence proving that it works, and if that changes, we'd readdress it. But that would only be done based on the advice of the medical experts in concert with our Board of Pharmacy.
Would it change if more medication became available?
It'll only change as a result of the advice given to me by our Board of Pharmacy and our medical experts.
Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, I heard the whole thing, and I mean, you know, I have two responses. Number one, I get it. I think we have very flawed public servants. They're scaredy pants. They're scared of their own shadow, and they don't know what advice to take, and they take whatever advice is the guy standing next to him, who, my understanding, his main chief advisor of health in the state of Nevada is not a licensed doctor in the state of Nevada, but again, that's what I've heard. That's what has been on media sites around the country. So I think he's gotten some really bad advice. I understand a lot of things he's saying. It's a great example. The liberal media rips me to shreds for everything I say. They grab thousands of words, they take one sentence with 5 words, 10 words, and they take it out of consequence, take it out of context, and try to rip me to shreds. And nobody ever does that with liberals. He just put together a string of things that together might sound reasonable, and I understand why you'd make that decision based on the reasonable things. But when you grab each one out of context, I'd say he's made a terrible mistake and he's cost people's lives. If someone dies and they can't get this because you did not allow it in the state of Nevada, or only once you get to be very sick, then you might have cost someone their life. So how come when a conservative like me or a conservative like Donald Trump says, you know, look, this is terrible. It's not a hoax. It's awful. Lots of people are going to die. China did this to us, and it is something to be very scared about, but we shouldn't shut down all business in America, because you're going to have suicides and depression and bankruptcies, and people's lives are going to be miserable and lost in far greater numbers than the number of people that are ever going to be sick or certainly seriously sick and die from this virus, and I don't want businesses shut down. Liberals grab that line and say, Wayne Root didn't take this seriously, and Wayne Root said it was just like the flu, and Wayne Root's going to cost us lives, and Donald Trump killed people, and we're beginning a congressional investigation. You could say the same thing about every liberal who makes a reasoned argument why this is an unproven drug, we're not going to use it. You're killing people. Maybe you are the one who should be told is a murderer, the way liberals try and say it about President Trump, even though he was the first guy to shut down the flights to China and probably saved millions of Americans from getting this disease and thousands from dying. That was the most brilliant move of his entire presidency, shutting down the flights to Asia. I only wish he had shut down all flights at that very time. But nobody knew such a harsh measure would be needed at that moment in time. That would kill the airlines, kill tourism, and kill Vegas. So he was loath to do something like that. China alone was damaging to the American economy, but it had to be done, and he took a very brave step. And I guarantee you, you know who would be his harshest critic with that step? The governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, would say, oh, man, President Trump, he's a racist for closing down China. And guess what? He saved lives. So I could say the same thing about Governor Sisolak in a nice reasons way. I get what you just said, but your decision is going to cost lives in this state. Right now, we have no time for trials. We have no time, and I don't mean criminal trials. I mean trials of drugs. We have no time for drug trials. We have no time for testing. We already know this drug is safe for malaria and lupus, and it doesn't kill people, and therefore it's a safe drug with efficacy, and we've got to push it out into the public to save lives and stop making excuses. And by the way, I could blame it all on Trump derangement syndrome. Him and the governor of Michigan, the only reason they're against it is because everyone in their little bubble is a liberal who hates President Trump and foams at the mouth when they hear the name President Trump. And President Trump said this drug could be the answer. From that point on, they said, no. He's not a doctor. He's an idiot. We can't listen to a word President Trump says. And they said, we're not allowing this drug. I noticed the governor of Michigan is now begging the government to get her this drug because people's lives are being lost and she has a tragedy in her state. And this governor will have to beg as well.
You mentioned the travel bans, China, Europe, UK, Ireland. Should we have a travel ban for New York City?
We should have a travel ban, first of all, for the entire international flights. You know, you just named Europe, but they shouldn't be coming in from Mexico, South America, Central America, Australia. You name the country, Thailand, I don't know, wherever it is. It's not just China, and it's not just Europe, and it's not just now we've added UK and Ireland. We should have done, Trump was great to do China on January 29th. Brilliant early move, okay? Great move. In chess, that would have been almost checkmate. If he had said all international flights banned, that would have been the actual checkmate, and that would have saved us in this entire thing, but nobody knew at that time. He also could have said, no one comes in from China without being tested. Not only am I banning international flights, I'm not going to let American citizens back from China without testing. You got to test their fever, you got to give them a test for coronavirus, or it's going to be a 14-day quarantine and you stay at a hotel, but you can't come back to the United States from China. That's what should have happened, but it's so easy in the rearview mirror to look back and say what should have, could have, would have been done. I think Trump's done overall a very good job. I give him an A-minus to an A overall and an A-plus for the last 3 weeks. So I give him very high grades, but if I had to look back in the rearview mirror, that's what should have been done. He let all American citizens, Kevin, come back from China. They were the ones spreading the germ once you let them in. That was a giant mistake. It wasn't that we banned Chinese. Get it. Good. But we should have banned Americans coming back from that zone until they are tested and we know for sure that they're not bringing that germ back to the United States. As far as New York, look, that's a judgment that him in concert with doctors are going to have to make. I would err on the side of yes. I would say New York is undergoing the pandemic of the whole country, and we should ban flights around the country just for a couple of weeks from New York till we get a hold on this thing. That's what I would think is the right thing to do. I'm not the president. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't want to double guess and second guess. My guess is it's probably coming.
Wow. Scary. I am assuming that you're okay with extending the guidelines, the CDC guidelines, to April 30th?
No, I'm not okay. No, I look, right, just today, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, another big liberal, just said that he recommends everyone wear masks now. Not the medical mask, but some sort of mask on your face. And, you know, this is the exact compromise that I can make as a businessman who's brave enough to scream from the loudest media platforms, stop it. You've got to put us back to work. You're destroying the American economy. You're destroying everybody's life by not letting people work. We all need to go back to work. But the compromise is, I'm not saying go back and spread the germs. I'm saying use social distancing. Only let in a small amount of people to your store, and the rest have to wait outside. When one leaves, the next comes in, just like we do at Costco and supermarkets and health food stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts. You let one person in at a time, and when they're done shopping, the next person that's waited 20 minutes gets in. And you do that for everybody, and you make everyone wear masks. See, there's your compromise. But liberals are so stupid and so close-minded and so ignorant about money and what the devastating damage they're doing to this economy, to the point where the cure is much worse than the disease. Much worse. Let's say 100,000. Let's say 200,000 Americans die. Over the next 10 years, you may see 2 million commit suicide because they're broke and they have no job and their life is, to them, a disaster. This is terrible. And the compromise is right there sitting in front of everybody. Make everyone wear a mask and then you could all go back to running your small business. That's what should be used as the compromise so that the germs don't spread but you allow people to go back to work. But a dumb liberal doesn't understand that you're destroying the American economy, so they tell everyone to wear a mask, but they still don't let you go back to work. They trap you in your house, so you're going to lose your life savings, and you might get the disease. That's a double whammy, the likes of which I don't know how people are surviving the stress of that one. I really don't.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out if April 30th is the date at which we can start seeing light at the end of the tunnel. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're up to, they want to see what you're writing about, what do they do?
Three things, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's everyone and anyone can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Number two is go to my website, RootForAmerica.com, root and the letter F-O-R or the number for America, either one. I've got them both. And then you can listen to me every day right here on KBET, 790 a.m., 3 to 6 p.m., Vegas time. You will never get a more controversial show. And I'm starting to open up the phone lines again and take a lot more calls, 3 to 6 every day, KBET, right here.
All righty, Wayne Allen Root joining us. He'll join us again next Thursday. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. God bless. Be safe, Kevin, and be healthy.
You too, my friend. That's Wayne Allen Root. Stick around. More to come. We've got breaking news from our prisons. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time slowly, 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus, but one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Coming up. Hydroxychloroquine has been in the news a lot. Coming up, Rob Lauer will join us. Rob is an old friend and a reporter, political reporter for 360newslasvegas.com. They've got a story that involves hydroxychloroquine and the hoarding of such a drug. That's what the governor said. He feared that people that had lupus and other, you know, and malaria couldn't find the drug. Well, Rob Lauer will join us in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Thursday. It is Live and Local Now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher in afternoon trading with the price of oil surging after President Trump said he expects Saudi Arabia and Russia to cut production, dialing down a price war that had helped send the price of crude plunging. Among the gainers today, energy stocks, which have been beaten down in recent months, with shares of ExxonMobil and Chevron leading the charge. And Dow component Boeing is rallying after the Wall Street Journal reported that the plane maker will offer early retirement and buyouts for all of its staffers. And Amazon Amazon has filled 80,000 jobs in the span of a few weeks, part of a hiring spree to add 100,000 workers to meet soaring demand in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. And after worker unrest, the tech giant also announcing a slew of protection measures, including plans to check employee temperatures at its facilities in the U.S. and Europe and at Whole Foods locations by early next week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Democratic Party convention is postponed now from July to August 17th because of the coronavirus outbreak. Down to 11 states without stay-at-home orders meant to slow the spread of the virus. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says his goes into effect tomorrow.
The CDC has announced that individuals can be infected and begin to spread coronavirus earlier than previously thought, even if they have no symptoms.
That's actually been known for weeks. In Port Everglades, Florida, there's a deal to allow two cruise ships with coronavirus cases on board to dock. Fox's Phil Keating.
The Zaandam and the Rotterdam, healthy passengers will finally be able to disembark. 2,500 people are on the two ships, half passengers and half crew. Broward commissioners and the Unified Command, which controls Port Everglades, worked through the night working the details on a plan that keeps Floridians protected from the virus and gets all these people back home.
America's listening to Fox News.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down.
The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you three new specials, diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss Five Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined, available now only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh,
out across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now for a Thursday. Last night, the governor of the state of Nevada kind of doubled down on why he initially put a total ban on hydroxychloroquine across the state, then backed that off and said, well, if you're hospitalized, then maybe you can get it. But what he apparently did not want was concierge doctors, I have a concierge doctor, prescribing hydroxychloroquine and denying it for folks with lupus, malaria, and other diseases. But it turns out there is a story developing right here in the state of Nevada about hydroxychloroquine. In fact, let's check in with Rob Lauer from 360newslasvegas.com. And Rob, what do you have for us today? You always have something that's really interesting. Every day there is something new at your website, 360newslasvegas.com. What do you have for us today?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I really, really appreciate all your efforts and all your hard work and getting out the story. Because, you know, the Democrat-controlled media in the state doesn't report anything critical of Governor Sisolak ever. So it really is people like you that are really helping put out the message. And what I discovered, according to a drug manufacturer, Concordia Pharmaceuticals, that Nevada prisons ordered a large number of these anti-malaria hydrochloroxine drug under their name Plaquenil, Plaquenili. They ordered these drugs during the ban. So the governor's banning private doctors in Nevada from prescribing this drug, which the FDA has just cleared on Sunday. They issued an emergency order clearing the drug for the use of the drug. By the way, this drug has been around for 70 years. I've spoken to numerous doctors and experts over this last 2 weeks. And not only has this drug been out for 70 years and proven safe, but they're saying it should be given out to people who are doctors and nurses on the front line to give it just to keep them from getting the disease. So there isn't an issue of getting the drug for the state, for the prisoners, right? So and by the way, this is the thing. Not a single prisoner. There's been zero cases inside the prison of prisoners infected with it. So there's no need for them to be hoarding it. But again, we have a problem here with the governor. And this is a real issue with this governor right now. Is the governor is politicizing his decisions. Everything he's done has been politicizing who are the winners and losers, and that's the problem. It's not necessarily whether you agree or disagree with whether we should be having people shutter in place and secure themselves from this disease. But he's telling which companies are essential and which not, giving waivers to certain businesses and not. I'll give an example. For example, the pot industry, who are huge backers, huge supporters of the governor, they got to stay open, and they got to a special waiver to deliver pot. Well, that's fine. I get it. That's fine. However, Lee's Discount Liquor and all the liquor stores were shut down. Now, why can't they deliver alcohol? We have restaurants being able to serve alcohol and get kick up on the curb. We have this business being closed and that. For example, he chooses Jim Murren as his number one task force leader. The guy who sued the victims of the October 1 mass shooting is his number one choice. And then, again, that's a political decision of a super donor to the Democratic Party being his number one pick when if he had been smart, he should have picked Mike McDonnell or Senator Teller, who had the White House on speed dial, right? Who could have gotten access to the White House and gotten more information, more maybe materials that we needed. But everything he's done has been for political purposes and not for the benefit and the welfare of the state.
Did you get a chance, Rob, and again, Rob Lauer joining us, did you get a chance to see the news conference yesterday?
I did. And one thing that struck me very, because I did speak to the folks over at the Board of Pharmacies who issued the rule on the 23rd, and I read the rule, and so he's saying he's relying on the pharmacists. Well, the pharmacists are not doctors. They should not be the ones determining whether a drug is barred or not. They have no say in that. It's the doctors, the licensed doctors, who have the right under not only state law, but under federal law. These drugs are federally licensed by the FDA and approved. Now, the drug that we're talking about was not approved before Sunday for specifically for this use for coronavirus. However, according to doctors I've spoken to, it's very, very common to use drugs for what's called off-label uses. And it's very common. And this drug has literally, they're using it for pregnant women. It's got very few side effects. So, and this governor is the only governor in the state at this point who has restricted the use. Again, he's saying you have to get deathly ill, get to a hospital, then we'll give you the drug. Well, that's just wrong. You know, there's folks who are getting this disease who are symptomatic, and now is the time to treat them. According to these doctors I've talked to, cardiologists and specialists, now's the time to treat people before they get to the hospital and overwhelm the system. So he's completely wrong, and he's sticking to his guns because he's just being stubborn, frankly, when every other governor in the state, I'm sorry, in the country, has done the opposite and has approved and they're begging for these drugs. But what's even worse is that he has allowed his own prison system to hoard the drugs that he's claiming that he's banning the rest of us from getting.
Do you buy what the governor said at the news conference yesterday, that people that have lupus, malaria, other types of illnesses, that there is a legitimate shortage across the state of hydroxychloroquine?
I sent a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information request, to the Board of Pharmacies yesterday requesting evidence that people are hoarding it. I just want to see the evidence. They're claiming they have this evidence. I want them to produce it. So I'm not going to make a decision on that until I see their evidence. And if they do have the evidence, then that's fine. However, this is a disease. This is a virus that is killing people. These other issues are manageable temporarily while we treat people who are life and death, dying, you know, literally in the hospitals and potentially overwhelming our system. So, you know, those folks need it. I get it. And they're suffering. But the system can catch up. But this is the point, though. If those folks really do need the drug, why is the prison hoarding it for folks that don't need it, right? The prison doesn't have any cases, yet they're hoarding the drug in the prisons. That's the problem. That's the issue, is it's, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And that's just typical politics.
Do we know how much of the product they are hoarding? Is it hundreds of doses, thousands of doses, millions of doses? What?
Thousands.
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 Wow.
Yep. And they have zero patients so far. So, and that's another interesting issue, right? Because they're saying we're going to let prisoners out so that they don't get sick. Well, it seems like they're safer in the prisons than they are outside the prisons. So to let people out when it's basically been a pretty successful situation where they're not getting sick seems to be working. And by the way, the prisons also have been able to get all kinds of stuff that a lot of us aren't getting, like test kits and everything else. So they're taking care of prisoners way better than they're taking care of the average people in Nevada. Let's just put it that way.
Have you reached out at all to the governor's office or to other than the pharmacy board?
I talked to the board of doctors, and no, I've not. I've tried to talk to the governor's office, but, of course, they're just overwhelmed right now. And I'm just, like you, listening to the press conferences and so forth. And so I'm, you know, like everyone else, just seeing what they're doing day to day, minute by minute. But what I am seeing is this, you know, a constant decision to and then, by the way, he's not working with Republicans. And I'll give an example. We have a phenomenal Republican minority leader, family doctor Robin Titus, and she's not standing there with them. He hasn't reached out to her. He's not reaching out to Republicans. He's not reaching out to anyone. He's just making decisions purely on politics. And I'll give you another example. Is he banned? He deemed and declared gun stores non-essential, which violated law. It violated state law. It was unconstitutional. There was a law actually restricting that. And, in fact, Sheriff Lombardo overruled it and allowed gun stores to continue to stay open after he issued that ban. So he's making these decisions that are clearly politicized and not in the interest of the people of the state. And I would also say this. I mean, I look at the... you know, I was in the military, and I'm I was in reserves for a while. So I understand that. So we're going to call folks up that are working critical jobs, or maybe, you know, sheltering in place. We're going to put them in the National Guard and send them out and expose them. It doesn't make sense when you have the numbers currently today, according to the website for the state of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, as of today, there are 1,458 positive cases. That's just variety of ages, conditions, so forth, 1,400 folks that are currently infected out of 16,000 they've tested. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that justifies the cost and exposure to call up the National Guard. I don't believe that's justified whatsoever. I think it's political, so he looks strong, so he looks powerful politically. It's about his image. It's about writing the history for himself for his reelection. But it's not justified in the cost and expense and the potential exposure of those guardsmen. That's not. I thought we're trying to keep people in, right? Why are we having guardsmen who may be running, you know, who are maybe police officers who are running critical jobs in the other places like ambulance truck? And now they're going to be in the National Guard out there on the streets or whatever. I mean, it's just unnecessary risk, and it doesn't make sense whatsoever. The cost and expense of calling the National Guard doesn't make sense whatsoever with 1,400 cases in Nevada.
Rob, it's always good to visit with you. Sorry it's under these conditions, but stay safe. Hope you and everybody around you are safe. And I know that we'll be continuing to be following the story at 360 newslasvegas.com. If folks want to reach out to you, if they've got additional information, how do they reach you?
Well, you know, we have a Facebook page, and they can go on a Facebook page and message us there. We're always monitoring that. And we look forward to getting people's responses at our 360 News Las Vegas Facebook page and on our website.
Very good. Rob, thanks so much, man. Be safe out there, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for your work.
Rob Lauer, 360newslasvegas.com, with breaking news that maybe our prison system... Whoops. Let's see. There I go. I just pushed the wrong button. It happens. The host does that. You let the host get too close to the equipment. Sometimes that's not good. Sometimes that's not good. Stick around. Coming up, Big and Rich. They're back, and they're urging you to stay at home. Have you heard this? It's really good. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. I knew this would happen eventually. In fact, I think I mentioned it maybe 2 weeks ago, that that the folks who do music, who do movies, who do TV, that essentially, and they want to be socially conscious, that they would eventually jump on this bandwagon of doing what we need to do as a nation to get out from under the coronavirus. The president has an April 30th deadline. Some are saying it might be June 30th. It might be May 30th. But a lot of us need the reinforcement of knowing that this is a cultural movement in our country. Social distancing. You know, who had heard of that a month ago? Nobody. Nobody. But now, Big and Rich, two of my favorites, with Stay at Home.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done, got canceled, mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. If y'all know what I mean, I know without a doubt my hands have never been so clean. The shelves are bare and empty, cause some people just don't care. Got one roll of toilet paper and I'm down to my last square. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone.
reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. Stay home. Stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We'll get through this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Big and rich, big and rich, big and rich. I love these people. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're so wonderful. And that I like that. I will make that a regular. That'll become our April theme song leading up to April 30th. You'll hear it every day. It's that good. It is too. Anyway, I promised I'd let you hear from the governor. Expanding on his new directive. This was the governor yesterday in Carson City, expanding on that new directive, the stay-at-home directive.
This stay-at-home directive merely reinforces and strengthens the imperative that we began communicating on March 17th, that Nevadans must not leave their homes for non-essential activities. Some people just wanted us to say it's a stay-at-home order, and that's what we're doing now. So that's got us to today. In the interest of making our intent more clear, this directive builds on those efforts and ensures everyone fully understands our statewide goal. Stay home for our state. Stay home for our state. As before, this order still allows essential businesses to function, like grocery stores, going to the doctor's office, and driving to an essential business. It also allows outdoor activities like walking, jogging, biking, and hiking.
To me, there's not that much difference between the order that we heard yesterday and the order that was issued a week or so earlier. I must tell you, I saw much less traffic on the street today than I did yesterday. Don't know if that's anecdotal. But it's people are staying. I mean, I'm staying home. I stayed at home last night and the night before. In normal times, I'd be out having dinner somewhere. So I mean, I've had to adjust my life to this. Now, can I do it until April 30th? Yeah. If it gets much beyond April 30th, I don't know. Coming up, an essential business that is open and is helping people. I talked to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, that I sent to PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. A shoulder injury. And it's better. She went for three treatments. And she is so much better. What is it like to be running an essential business during a trying time like this? Summer Alger from PIBCOA will join us by phone. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.